You're listening to SBS News.
Outside Parliament House, student climate protesters tried to make their message heard by the Prime Minister.
What do we want? When do we want it?
But their calls fell on deaf ears, as Scott Morrison also resisted calls from inside the chamber. In defending his decision to stand by embattled Energy Minister Angus Taylor, Mr. Morrison noted former Prime Minister Julia Gillard didn't stand down while she was under investigation.
Why is it, Mr. Speaker, that the former Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, and I refer to March 2013, Ross Mitchell, a detective in Victoria's Police Fraud Squad, stated that Prime Minister Julia Gillard was under investigation over her role in the creation of an AW slush fund.
Mr. Morrison attributed the remarks to a Victorian detective, but in fact they were the words of a Conservative radio host. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese was quick to point out Mr. Morrison's mistake.
In attempting to defend a minister who has deliberately misled the parliament, the Prime Minister himself yesterday misled the parliament, and he has not had the courage to do what other prime ministers, other ministers have done, which is to go into the parliament and have the courtesy of advising the parliament of the mislead.
Mr. Morrison was last night forced to correct the record, opting to table a letter rather than making public comments because he was travelling to Sydney for a family event. Labor wants the Prime Minister to face Parliament and apologise, but Mr. Morrison is refusing.
Well, I am sorry to have offended the precious sensitivities of the Leader of the Opposition, Mr. Speaker, but on the issue...
Member for Scullin.
On the issue... The only people who should be apologising in this chamber is the Leader of the Labor Party, Mr. Speaker, for his grubby political games.
The Prime Minister will resume his seat.
Mr. Morrison is still defending his phone call to the New South Wales Police Commissioner over an investigation into possible criminal conduct involving Angus Taylor. Earlier this year, Minister Taylor's office circulated a document to attack the Lord Mayor of Sydney that was later revealed to be altered. With the police investigation pending, the opposition is trying to prevent Minister Taylor from leaving Parliament next week to travel to United Nations-led climate talks in Paris and Madrid. The coalition has a two-seat majority in the lower house, and it needs the support of the opposition for Mr. Taylor to take leave. Mr. Albanese says Labor's not granting the request while the investigation is underway.
Does anyone think that Angus Taylor can front up to the climate change conference held in Spain next week and say, hi, I'm the guy who's the Minister for Emissions Reduction in Australia, where emissions are increasing. I'm the guy who's also the Minister for Energy, but we don't have an energy policy. And by the way, there's a police investigation underway with Strikeforce Garrard into my behaviour.
It's now up to the government to decide if it loses a vote in the House or whether the Minister for Emissions Reduction continues to face a grilling and misses critical climate talks. Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.